in about 1948, you worked as a young man in the campaign headquarters of Robert S. Kerr as he ran for the U.S. Senate.
I went to knock on the door downtown, and I was with a good friend of mine, Jack Catlett. His dad was legal counsel for Kerr. We laugh about it today, but I mean, he should have gotten the job because he had his relationship with his dad. But I did get the job and enjoyed that. A lot of people came into that office. I finally ended up being in the mailroom. That was a good experience and enjoyed it.
Were you around Mr. Kerr?
Not enough to know him. I just remember his mannerisms and reflected in memory how he used to eat his hamburger, which is a little different than some of us do. I just remember things like that. But his son, Breen, was at class in high school when I was in the same class. But I didn't know him that well.
I think you would have begun your event planning at OU in the fraternity as a junior.
The fraternity life for me was outstanding. I was in Tulsa yesterday speaking to a bunch of my Fiji brothers about things.
Okay, the fraternity was?
Fraternity was Fiji. It's Phi Gamma Delta. They call it Fiji. And I was over there meeting a lot of people I didn't know and seeing a lot of that I didn't know. Lindsey Perkins, his son Mark running for mayor. John Johnson, he played golf at OU. And many other fine Tulsa alums were over there. But when I was in school, I wasn't the president. I was Rush chairman. I was associate chairman. I was intramural chairman. Each one of those gave me experiences that have led me to do the things that I've done. The second part of doing those things was in the Air Force and then what I'm doing now. But I can honestly tell you, if I were to tell you several things I did in those positions, you might see, or at least I see, why I've enjoyed and have continued to do event planning and marketing.
You drew on that experience for many, many years, I'm quite certain.
Yeah, I've kind of created in myself to try to have ideas and have vision and, frankly, be a salesman of sorts, because all the things I've done, I can't do anything well, if I have done it well, without money. And so I've been a fundraiser, and it's turned out to be enjoyable because people still accept my calls because the previous event or whatever they were involved in, they were happy, and that's what we try to keep. And then you have all kinds of volunteers, so it's paid off through the years, and I've enjoyed it.
Active duty in the Air Force. Where were you?
I went to Lackland Air Force Base first for my uniform and get prepared. There about 2 weeks, came home for about 4 days, and then was shipped to New York City for an I&E school. It was on Fort Slocum. It was run by the Navy and operated by the Army. It was a mishmash of departments of the military. I&E, that's Information and Education School, and I met about 30 great guys from Missouri and Texas A&M and all over the country. They were all in event marketing or sports, basically mostly sports. Made great friends there, and from there we all went overseas right away. Many of them went to France, several to Germany, and I ended up in Vienna, Austria. Wonderful experience in that beautiful city. Our base was in the Russian zone. I sometimes spent the night there, but mostly I had a hotel downtown Vienna, and then we were transferred, or I was, to Munich, Germany. Neubiberg was the name of the base. Stayed there until about 6 months left of duty. I went to Tripoli, North Africa, to a place called Wheelis Air Base, one of the largest bases in the history of the United States. There, I was able to do some event marketing that finished up my career there that were fun, like opening and building a golf course with sand greens. One of the main things we did was we had a Ghibli bowl. Ghibli is kind of like a windstorm, a tornado, really, with sand. You couldn't hardly see it in front of your face. It was a famous name, so we started the Ghibli Bowl. I said we wanted to do a Thanksgiving Day game, and I'll get two teams, and they didn't think we could get any. So I called 5th Division Headquarters, and the general, the head of it, was from Enid, Oklahoma. So there again, a contact. And by the way, the base commander was from El Reno, Oklahoma, Roland B. Anthus. General Anthus encouraged it, and I called this fella, and he helped me get Rhein-Main Rockets and Ramstein come over to play that game. And we had mascots and a giraffe and a donkey, and we had cheerleaders and the band. And the nice thing about it, it was able to be a nice thing in my file. The general wrote and thanked me because the King Idris, not Gaddafi, but King Idris, thanked us profusely for that experience and sent a letter to all of us. Idris later wanted to have a zoo. He wanted us to start one. When the king tells you to do something, you do it. So we started a zoo. And he helped us by getting us some animals from that country. It was a great experience and did lead me into more event marketing.